back like a cutlet sandwich from Tony Marinara's family deli on 37th Street. It is the FKC Fantasy Hour. We're back. It's been a couple weeks.
We back, baby.
Yeah. So I started working late Tuesday nights. Ryan's written up early on Wednesday mornings. Craig is in, I don't know where Craig is. This might be a problem. I don't know. So we took a couple weeks off. There wasn't really any major turn of events that happened while we were out. We talked about doing an episode last week, and then people started getting hurt again.
Yep.
It might be us.
It might be us.
We may be the problem here.
Yeah. Every 4 weeks, what are we thinking?
Yeah. My finger, my calf, my quadricep.
All of it.
It's gone.
All of it.
May have pulled some back fat. We'll see. It is fantasy football playoffs. Most leagues start this week. I saw some leagues started last week. There's still bye weeks, guys. I don't know why we're starting the playoffs when there's bye weeks still going on. Yep. I get it. It was the Commanders and the Cardinals, but you know, somebody maybe had Kyler Murray. Got stuck starting Tony Gabgoo.
Yep. How you doing?
Forget about it. The family.
We're doing it for the family.
Can we talk about that agent in the fucking mobster fucking suit?
Good. You think that's how he dresses, or you think he was just like, I'm going to be on TV?
No, he gave that up. It was Monday Night Football, baby.
Okay. I thought, like, I'm not going to see him out on a Wednesday like that.
No, you probably ain't going to see him walking around in the DeVito
T-shirt and jeans on Wednesday, but for fucking Monday night, he's like, give me the gangster, the three-piece button with the fucking hat to match. He looked out of something like out of Sopranos. I was like, what is going on here?
Jesus Christ.
Probably making money just off that alone.
Oh, yeah, they all are. They're all. I want to see where Tommy DeVito lines up in the jersey sales towards the end of the season.
I was thinking the same thing. When is it going to be where he opens up a sandwich shop? Like, you know, he's not playing long. Like, what's next? Sandwich shop, or is he going to be on like Jersey Shore or something? Like, what? Where is he going with this? I can't wait to see.
Tommy Marinara's the home.
He's going to have his own sauce. Like, he's killing it. The end game out of this is going to be like he don't need to throw another football the rest of his life.
Nope, not at all. But he has been throwing the football fairly well.
That's what's scary. Like, you paid Daniel Jones fucking how much? And this guy's coming out fucking his mom's basement fucking throwing for 350 and three tutties.
We may turn Daniel Jones into a running back after they can't re-sign Saquon.
Tight end.
Screen pass DeVito to Jones for 30 yards.
That's like, everybody's going to be like, wait, what? I hear that right.
Daniel Jones becomes the Taysom Hill of East Rutherford.
Yeah, $160 million Swiss Army knife. Perfect.
Love it. Tommy DeVito, 3-1 as the starting quarterback of the Giants.
Unreal.
Somehow still eligible potentially to make the playoffs in the NFC.
Like 30 teams that are eligible to make the playoffs right now.
I swear to God, if Tony Marinara comes in and fucking leads them to the goddamn playoffs, Daniel Jones better get sent to the fucking moon.
That's it, dude. We're done. I'm with you. Most of that was guaranteed, too, wasn't it?
I want to say a lot of it was, and that may be a problem.
Yeah, we got a problem.
Speaking of problems, the Cleveland Browns have a problem. Deshaun Watson's gone missing, and we've brought back the ghost of Joe Flacco?
Delaware hen, let's go, dude. Fighting hen. How old is he now? 39 or 37? Am I aging him too much?
I mean, buddy, he looks like he's 44.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I know he's not quite there, but I know he's in the late 30s. I'll take that.
Behind those shit offensive lines in Baltimore, those aged him by at least 10 years.
Easy.
He is 38. He'll be 39 on January 16th.
Okay, so next month. Jesus. 39 out there. So he was killing it. It's like Nick Foles, dude. He's out there. He was playing pickleball, I heard. He was crushing it in the pickleball fucking series. Now he's out here just throwing dots in Cleveland. What the fuck?
Your 2023 Cleveland Browns, led by...
And another team that could be possibly making the... What are they, 8-5?
They're the first wild card in the NFL.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, let's talk about this real quick, and then we'll get into the fantasy discussion.
Yeah.
We got Tony Gabagoo still in a spot to get in the playoffs. Joe Flacco is currently the 5 seed in the AFC.
Yep.
Jake Browning has brought the Bengals from the cusp of we're going to be 13 to percentage points out of a playoff spot right now.
Yep.
Gardner Minshew it still has them at 7-5 or 7-6 with a outright shot of winning the division the way that Trevor Lawrence has been playing recently.
Absolutely.
CJ Stroud in concussion protocol, not good. The rebirth of Russell Carrington Wilson with Sean Payton at coach.
What the fuck?
We figured it out, guys. It's a Nathaniel Hackett problem. It ain't a Russell Wilson problem. Josh Allen, he'll eventually figure it out, right?
I think that's the scariest team in the AFC right now.
11 teams between 10-3 and 7-6.
Yep.
With 4 weeks left to play. The AFC is wild. And then you shift over to the NFC, and shit somehow gets weirder.
Yep. Yep.
Kirk Cousins gets hurt, and we're like, you know what? Here's a great story. Here's Josh Dobbs. What does Josh Dobbs do? Decide to throw 19 interceptions in 2 games. And they're like, you know what? Fucking spaceman, sit the fuck down.
Not the first 2 games, though. He was looking like a fucking MVP.
Oh, and then all of a sudden, he decides to have
real fucking Dobbs showed up.
We found a way to win a game 3-0.
Hey, 3-0.
Now you're playing Cincinnati with Nick Mullins at quarterback.
Yeah.
Green Bay with Jordan Love sitting at 6-7. Matt Stafford looking pretty decent. Seattle Seahawks are like the best 6-7 team I think I've ever seen in my life.
But a lot of that was early. They were like 6-2 and just been reeling ever since.
Yeah, they've been getting, like, just kicked in the dick repeatedly.
Seriously.
Nobody wants to win the NFC South. We've come to that conclusion.
We've talked about that, and it's, like, fucking really. There's 3 teams tied for first right now. What is 6-7?
Yes. Tampa's at 6-7. The Desmond Ritter-led Atlanta Falcons are at
6-7. Dude, he blew up last week, by the way. I don't want to hear shit.
Fire. Fire.
2 fumbles, 1 interception, 3 touchdowns, 2 passing, 1 rushing. 350.
Yeah. A team that before the season started, a lot of people, including on Huddle Up Proper, the actual show of the Huddle Up Incorporated brand, Ernest C.J. Christian said, was in play to be the number one seed in the NFC, his New Orleans Saints.
Yeah. If you ask me to pick a winner right now, I still don't know. I can't wait to see it unfold.
Then listen to the fun part here. The New York Football Giants are at 5-8.
Yep.
A team left for dead 5 weeks ago. The Chicago Bears are at 5-8.
The fuck?
What are we doing?
There's not one. If you tell me the best team in football right now, we say San Fran, Dallas 2, got to throw Philly there, and the rest, who fucking knows?
Yeah. I mean,
Baltimore, I'll give Baltimore their props. They are playing good.
It's
Baltimore, though. We say Lamar's going to get hurt or something's going to happen.
Ugly.
Yeah.
It's like bowling shoe ugly. Like, the Rams, that game had no reason to go to fucking overtime. And they somehow let the Rams fucking get it to overtime. And they had to win it because of special teams.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
I ended a tie the way they both were just fucking stalling their offense. I was like, they're gas, dude. They're fucking gas.
Boys and girls, this Baltimore Ravens, you can say, oh, their defense. This is not going to be the 2000 Baltimore Ravens defense.
No.
You're giving up 30 points to Matt Stafford with a bum-ass shoulder and basically in a torrential downpour.
And I was going to say, we just talked about the guy who won the Super Bowl there, Joey Flacco, who fucking, you know, all he had to do was manage the game, dude.
Yeah, don't turn the ball over. That's how this is going.
Don't turn the ball over. 17 for 24, 200 yards and a tutty if you need to.
If the playoffs
start. You're going to rely on Lamar to fucking win you a game in the playoffs. We've seen how that plays off when he's out there.
You hope. I mean, he hasn't been the greatest.
Exactly. Exactly.
You're telling me right now that in a world where we're looking at it and he's playing Jacksonville or potentially Cleveland.
He plays Miami too. That Miami game is going to be the game.
If the playoffs started today, Baltimore would have the bye.
Yep.
Miami would play Indianapolis because they get in via the tiebreaker.
Yep.
Kansas City gets Pittsburgh. Jacksonville and Cleveland. You're telling me right now that Lamar Jackson against the Cleveland defense couldn't have a Lamar Jackson day where he goes 18 of 36 for 198 yards and a touchdown and two picks and has a couple rushing touchdowns, and they lose the game 35-31?
We've seen it play out that way. We just saw that.
You watched him do it in the playoffs countless times.
Uh-huh. I think it was 33-31 Cleveland, wasn't it, that they won?
Yep. So I want to ask you this question because this got brought up to me by a group of friends, and I had a conversation briefly about this, I think at work yesterday, with a 49ers fan, Big Mike.
Okay. I gave him his flowers, by the way. Good game, and we move on.
Yep. We're on to whoever you play this week. Just pull the Bill Belichick. We're on to Cincinnati.
Seattle, Monday night. Yeah,
we're on to Seattle. We're done here. We're on to Seattle. Just move forward.
And then we get the Giants twice, so that's all. We're going to find out who both those teams are. Exactly.
So it got brought up because we're talking about Lamar Jackson here, that the 49ers have basically assembled the Avengers.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson's name got brought up, and it was, if you put Lamar Jackson on the 49ers, what do you think their record would be?
Mm.
I got a little bit of flack for this, and that's okay because I'm going to explain it to you. I said that if he played for the San Francisco 49ers, they'd be 7-6.
Mm.
But Mike, why? He does not fit the Kyle Shanahan style of quarterback.
Yeah.
Well, Kyle Shanahan can adjust his plays to Lamar. Why? Even if he could.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson has proven in the 8 years in the National Football League and in college.
Yep.
He doesn't want to stand in the pocket.
Right.
He wants to roll out. He wants to make plays happen with his feet.
Yep.
When you have Iron Man and fucking Thor on the outside in Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuel, just get them the football and let them make a play.
I was just going to say, didn't we see this play out? I mean, your counterpoint to this would be Trey Lance.
Correct. That's what I kind of brought it up. I said, Christian McCaffrey, you want to get the ball to him as quickly as possible for him to make plays out of the backfield. You don't do that by Lamar looking and being like, oh, look, there's a lane that I'm going to run, and he's going to choose to run first. He does not fit the 49er offense. Yes.
Yep. Could you tailor one around him? Absolutely. But would it be as effective as it is without him? Possibly not, because now he's going to look to do too much. He's going to look to make too many plays because everybody else is just getting 5-yard fucking screens and taking it to the house. But, you know, again, he's going to be like, watch this. Hold my beer. Let me run fucking 60 yards.
And I've said that. I said, here's the thing. I go, what has Brock Purdy done very well? Got the ball out of his hands, hasn't turned it over, hasn't tried to do too much. Lamar Jackson is like, oh, man, did you see that 40-yard run he had? Yeah, it was great. What did they do at the end of that drive? I don't know. He threw an interception in the end zone. Right.
They lost.
Oh, man, did you see Lamar went for 300 yards passing, 150 rushing yards. He ran for 2 touchdowns, threw for 1, but threw 3 interceptions, and they lost by 7.
Yeah. We see the stat line all the time, man.
And here's the thing. On a fantasy football show, yeah, you want Lamar Jackson on that roster because of
– absolutely.
But if you're a Niners fan and you're a fan of reality, I don't necessarily know that Lamar Jackson fits the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah. Yeah.
They screwed up.
I'm sure he can make it work. I'm sure he can make it work. And I'm sure it would be cool to watch. Like you said, fantasy implications probably be amazing to watch. Mm-hmm. But reality, I'll take Purdy all day long.
Yeah. Right now, we had, again, in the conversation, I said right now my MVP for the 2023 season is Dakota.
Okay.
He's slinging it. If it's not him, I have him and Brock Purdy at 1 and 2.
Wow.
Christian McCaffrey, I think, will get votes.
Yeah.
I did label it the quarterback of the year award because I don't think there's a way that they're going to give it to anyone that isn't a quarterback.
I was going to say, that was going to be my next question. If Tyreek does get two, would he be up there? Because for me, we saw it Monday night. He is the most valuable player. Once he was off that field, that correct. Game completely different.
Correct.
But the same you said for the others.
What I would say is, if the Dallas Cowboys don't have Dak Prescott, that's a 500 team.
Agree, but we're going to find out who Dallas is here real short.
And we could potentially find out what Miami is real quick here too, especially if that ankle injury over the last couple of days has ballooned. Did not participate in practice yesterday. Yep. Obviously, I didn't think he would because they played on Monday night. So you're going to find out real quick because that offense became very stagnant very quickly when Tyreek Hill was not on the field.
Yeah. What a fucking game. I know we talked about it, but Jesus Christ. But that, you know, if we're going MVP, like if he gets to two, I might give it to him, man. It might be the first time in a long time.
Sure. I mean, I'm not opposed to that.
And if they get the number one seed and if they beat Baltimore and if he has something to do with it, like correct. It's got to go perfect for him.
Correct. I would say right now, if the season ended today, he would probably be three or four in my final. It's probably.
I think that's valid.
It's probably Dak to Brock to interchangeable of Christian McCaffrey, Tyreek Hill.
And I'm right there with you. I think that, you know, it pains me to say it, but Dak has been playing like an MVP, dude. Watching him, you know, that game Sunday, and obviously, you know, I watched. Their offense was fucking moving the ball, dude. Just I turned on the TV, it was 7-0. What the fuck happened? And they haven't stopped, no matter who they played. And this is the first time they played a really legit number one fucking seed team and did something to them and blew us the fuck out.
And it's weird because the last couple of weeks, all it's really felt like it's been Dak to CD.
Yeah.
And now you're sitting here thinking to yourself, and you're like, man, how are they able to do this with one guy?
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, this is going to be the measuring stick for how good Dallas's offense could be.
Yeah. Because
you got big play Slay, who's probably going to be on CD for most of the game, if not all of it.
Yep.
This is a we're gonna find out where we stand with Michael Gallup and Brandon Cooks and Jake Ferguson and Tony P out of the backfield. And he found all of those guys.
Yeah. I was gonna say that Ferguson's been balling, Cooks has been balling lately. Like everybody I knew Ferguson would get there, but Cooks looked like he was a wasted fucking spend.
Oh, when
didn't do shit first four weeks. Didn't even hear his name. Now, all of a sudden, Buddy's lighting up for 100 and a tutty every game.
Yeah. I said the same thing. I was looking at their – I was like, did Brandon Cooks just – did he put him on, like, the pup list for the first 6 weeks and just
– pup list? He was dead.
Plus, like, the guy was basically fantasy irrelevant in the first couple weeks of the regular season.
Missing now, on a fucking milk carton.
39 catches for 534 yards and 5 touchdowns on the year for Brandon Cooks. His last, like, so against you guys, yep. 537.
Yep.
Seattle, 4 for 45 in a touch. Washington, 5 for 72 in a touch. Carolina, 4 for 42. Giants, 10 for 170. I'm sorry, 9 for 173 in a score.
Yep.
I mean,
it's not terrible, but at least he's showing up on the fucking stat sheet. Before it was like 3, 5, 7.
The first 4 weeks of the season, 2 for 22, 2 for 17, 4 for 27, and 1 for 7.
So that's probably 4, 4, 7, and 2.
And then he found the end zone back-to-back weeks against the LA teams, the Chargers and the Rams. A catch for 7 yards the first time they played you guys. Then he had the game against the Giants, and ever since then, it's kind of felt like
these 4 catches.
Yeah, and I mean, it's last week was 2 on 5 targets for 37 against you guys. But
also, the game was out of hand at that point too.
Correct.
And I don't think Edie had a huge game either. I mean, he did, but it was all first half. The second half, I think.
Against you guys, 6 catches, 71 yards, and a score.
Yeah.
Jake Ferguson last week against you guys, five catches, 72 yards. Yep. So what we're saying here is if you have a piece of the Dallas offense going into the playoffs, start them.
You feel good.
CeeDee, if it's Cooks, if it's
yeah,
even Michael Gallup, I think if you need a fringe flex guy.
Yep. And like I said, I think Dallas' schedule is tough coming home. I think they play Buffalo. They play Miami. I want to say they play somebody else, Detroit.
This week they play – oh, that's not what I wanted. I wanted their schedule.
It's Buffalo this week.
This week they play at Buffalo Sunday afternoon.
That's going to be a great game.
So the next week is at Miami.
At Miami.
4:25 start. So probably going to be a little bit cooler out, so you ain't got to worry about the games. Week 17, which will be the finals of most fantasy football playoffs, they play the Lions at home at 12 on Saturday at 8:15. And their final stretch will be at the Commanders on the 7th of January. The key here with at the Commanders, we'll have to determine if that game is for something.
Yeah.
Obviously, San Francisco owns the tiebreaker against Dallas because they beat them.
And division for the Eagles, too.
Correct.
They own the tiebreaker now, but if they take a couple L's here, I think, like I said, we talked about the Eagles' remaining schedule. It's pretty tough.
Philadelphia wins the division as long as they win out because they fit the better conference record.
Correct. So,
technically, Dallas is the two right now, but in reality, they're the five.
And I don't see them. I mean, this is, like we said, it's playoff fantasy time. I like the matchups. They're tough matchups. You're going to have to score to win. And we're going to find out if Dak is Dak. I mean, it's going to be, you know, real life and playoff implications for a lot of fantasy owners out there. But I'll take my chances the way they've been rolling, man.
Correct. 100%,
I'll take them all.
Yeah. San Francisco's final stretch at Arizona, home against Baltimore on Monday night, on Christmas night, at the Commanders, which will be your finals of your fantasy football league.
Nice matchup.
And then the Rams in a game that probably isn't going to mean much. That division will probably be wrapped up.
The division should be wrapped up, but at least they're going to be playing for the one seed. They have to keep playing.
So keep that in mind because that's going to be something you need to look at, especially with your waiver wire guys. If you have a piece of the Niners offense, you have McCaffrey, you have Purdy like I do in the Dynasty League, I'm okay if I can get to a title game appearance knowing that they're playing the Commanders.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Super, super looking forward to that. I know I have to go through you to get there.
That matchup against Baltimore is going to be a big one, but they're going to be playing, you know, they're going to be playing to show them who they're fucking going to see in the Super Bowl, probably.
Thought they were.
Mm-hmm. We let them off the hook.
Hopefully they don't let them off the hook. Let's talk about that. Slated games for this week. Let's start Thursday night, tonight, as we record this. I don't know that I'll actually even turn this game on.
I was going to say take the under if you had to. That's about it.
The Aiden O'Connell and Zahir White Las Vegas Raiders, because it looks like Josh Jacobs will not play. Davante Adams, questionable due to an illness. I expect that he probably suits up in this game. If he doesn't, light Jacoby Myers up in most leagues because he
is a
hell of a play if Davante Adams doesn't play. If you're doing a DFS Thursday Night Football only because you're a degenerate and have nothing
else. Why?
Stack the Raiders, stack Aiden O'Connell and Jacoby Myers if Davante doesn't go, even though they could muster approximately 0 points against the fucking Minnesota Vikings last week.
3-0, my God.
Take both defenses in your DFS roster, probably.
Just take the under and don't do shit. 34.5. We're good.
Justin Herbert out for the year. Broke a finger on his throwing hand. Had surgery earlier this week. Keenan Allen will not play due to a heel injury. Darius Leonard, Danae Leonard, a corner for them, out due to an ankle and heel injury.
Yeah.
A couple other questionables in this option include Donald Parham with a shoulder, Josh Palmer. If you have Austin Eckler like I do in a league, I'm hoping that just turns into Austin Eckler and Josh Kelly basically pull the ball for 78 minutes of this game because
38 rushing attempts for 98 yards and a tutty, dude.
He has five catches for
35 and a tutty.
Other injuries for the Raiders. Max Crosby, questionable. He was limited in practice with a knee injury. I expect him to play. The quadricep for Josh Jacobs.
Last week, but he'll probably play.
Yep. The quadricep for Josh Jacobs looks like he's not going to play. He's trending towards being out. That's really it when it comes to that game. Let's go to the full slate starting Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock NFL Network. It is the Nick Mullins-led Minnesota Vikings going into Paycor Stadium to take on Jake Browning and the Cincinnati Bengals. Who would have thought we were saying that?
It looked like a good matchup on paper fucking 18 weeks ago, 17 weeks ago, whatever the fuck we are now.
All right, so here's where we stand. Justin Jefferson, limited participation in practice.
Spinal. Did you see that hit? Spinal.
Game over. What are we doing?
I don't know.
Your franchise guy out there playing games like this. I get it, you're in the playoff race, but what are we doing?
This was our argument with Craig when, you know, he went to take him off the vampire team. I'm like, what's he playing for, my guy? A new contract, what's he not going to do?
Hold on. I want to look at something real quick, and I'm going to do this because Craig's not here. Because I'm not here if I did it while he was here. He played Justin Jefferson last week.
Oh, could have got him a win.
I want to see how much of a point difference it would have made.
Yeah.
Because I want to see if it would have been the difference in him acquiring. if he would have taken Garrett Wilson, which is who you're pushing for him to take.
Yep.
Wilson scored 16.7 last week.
Jefferson had 4, possibly close to 5.
3.7.
Okay, so 13, we'll round up to 14.
It doesn't get him the win. Mm-mm. He gets to 102 and he still loses by 30.
Yeah, I think he was getting lapped for some reason.
He had a dud from Sam LaPorta. He had a dud from Stephon Diggs. Tyreek got hurt.
These are things real life fucking teams like that have to deal with too.
And honestly, he didn't leave a lot of points on the bench either. 11 from Puka, 13 from Kyron, or 16 from Kyron Williams, 14 from Rashid Rice. I mean, he didn't leave a lot of points on the bench. But that's
a difference. But it makes a difference in the playoffs because he's never going to fucking play him now.
Facts. Vikings, Jefferson, limited participation. Alexander Mattison did not participate in practice. I don't expect him to go. The Bengals should get Chidobe Awuzie back this week. Tyler Boyd was limited. Jamar Chase was limited. He's something to watch out for. I don't necessarily know where we stand on him going into this week.
It was nice to see, T back.
Who are you telling?
You know, and he caught a couple balls. I was like, where the fuck's this guy been? That's right. Missing in action all season.
Fucking hurt.
Yeah.
Let's see. I want to look this up real quick.
Who's the kid who caught the – I just picked him up, the running back. I forget his name. 30?
Chris Brown?
Yeah, Brown. Yeah.
Looks.
I like him, man. He reminds me of fucking Eckler.
Yep.
Who the fuck is that?
So, non-participant in Tuesday's practice was Jamar Chase with an ankle injury. He was active. But may not be upgraded to fully active in Thursday's practice. They were told he's 100% healthy, so I would say that to fire up Jamar, obviously.
This game,
it's one of the – I don't know what the line is right now from a betting perspective, but cool, we got football on Saturday.
Yep. 3 games.
We'll go to the next one, 4:30 game. Severe playoff implications is the current 5-seed Pittsburgh – the current 6-seed Pittsburgh at the current 7-seed Indianapolis Colts. Najee Harris, full participant in practice. Kenny Pickett did not practice. Looks like we're going to get another week of Mitchell Trubisky at quarterback. Hold on. So in the first 3 games of week, what are we in? Week 14?
14, yeah. No, 15.
Okay.
So the second playoffs.
Aiden O'Connell versus Easton Stick. Jake Browning versus Nick Mullins.
Yep.
Mitch Trubisky against Gardner Minshew.
Let's go. Let's go. Dun, 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 dun. Buddy, I'm thinking about making a comeback. I'm getting out there. I'm warming up my shoulder every day, bro. I never know when we're going to get a call.
Buddy,
you heard about you at the YMCA. You were fucking live.
Deontay Johnson did not participate in practice earlier this week. Keep an eye on him. For the Colts, only person that didn't participate in practice was a offensive lineman and Jonathan Taylor. Supposedly, they're thinking they may suit up this week. I said you're out of your fucking mind.
Absolutely.
If you have Zach Moss, if for some reason Zach Moss is on your waiver wire, go
get him. Get him. Do it now.
Yeah. Who would have thought I would have said this at the beginning of the 2023 season? In the game of the early slate, the 8:15 game, Saturday evening, Russell Wilson and the Denver Broncos go to Detroit to play Jared Goff and the Detroit Lions in a matchup between two potential playoff teams. Currently for the Broncos, Samaje Perine did not practice. So if you have Javonte Williams, I would say to put him as a for sure at least flex, if not a full running back in your
I got this fucking game on lock for my fantasy playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Goff, Amon-Ra, Laporta.
And Javonte.
Yeah. So
and defense. And I got Lions D, too. So
watching this game intensely on Saturday evening with Lions on the line.
Yeah. Literally. Because I missed the bye by 1 point, by the way. Brutal.
The problem that I've been having is Detroit has been so good this year.
Yep.
That the last 2 weeks, they've just been outright bad.
Like, atrocious, dude. Just terrible.
Like, I don't know if they're like, guys, how the fuck did we get 9 wins? We weren't supposed to get more than, like, 8. Like, maybe we should chill the fuck out. Like, I don't know if Jared Goff's walking in the locker room being like, whoa, guys, whoa.
Right. We're the Detroit Lions. Like, let's fucking come back to reality. Let's come back to reality here. You know who we are.
Yeah.
We're the Lions, bro.
Well, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's Man Campbell trying to get however much out of the running backs, and it's just not working outside of then extending it to the pass game. But Amon-Ra St. Brown did not look good against the Chicago Bears last week. I mean, honestly, Jared Goff didn't look comfortable in that game. More questions than answers when it comes to the guys from Motown.
That's what I want to see. What, you know, for me and for them too, this is a must-win game. This is a statement game at home. You know, I understand playing outdoors, playing in Chicago. Yeah, that Chicago Bears team played good last time, you know, and they barely fucking won. So I knew it was going to be a close game. I didn't think he'd shit the bed like that. But if he can't light it up at home, what's he going to do during the playoffs? Like, to me, that's why I love this matchup this week. It could either go really good for Denver or really good for Detroit for the next 2-3 weeks.
Facts. I like that. Move to the Sunday slate. A game with – I honestly didn't think it would have this much importance. But somehow it does. It is the New York Jets.
Yep.
It's Zach Wilson.
Yep.
Going to Miami.
Yep.
To play the Miami Dolphins. Currently, guys who Breece Hall was limited. Aaron Rodgers obviously did not participate, even though they've activated him from the IR for some. Like they've opened the window. I don't know that Brother Hiawaska is actually.
Yeah.
Another game this year. Yep. Thomas didn't practice. Neither did Carter Warren. Zach Wilson, though, was a full participant, as was Quincy Williams, the star linebacker. For the Dolphins, no participation in practice from the following: Devon Achane, Terron Armstead, Liam Eichberg, Deshaun Elliott, Tyreek Hill, Xavier Howard, Robert Hunt, Mostert.
Yep.
I get it. This is the Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yes. You know, they play today is really when we find out everything.
Correct. Keep an eye on this one because a lot of those guys got dinged up.
Yep. Yes.
Tyreek Hill going out hurt. I'm also going to say losing two offensive linemen did them no good.
Yep.
it literally made that offense very vanilla. If Terron Armstead does not play in this game, you may want to look at your options of they may not run the ball 800 times this week. So you may have to rely on somebody else in a flex spot that isn't Devon Achane.
And you and like we said, he's questionable right now. I mean, Mostert seems to be the consistent play. He'll get you a touchdown.
Yes.
But that team looked completely different without Tyreek and a couple of those linemen. They really did.
Yeah.
I mean, 13-all, and I didn't think they were going to win then. And then I was like, oh, it's a blowout.
And then Tennessee gave them fucking two possessions.
Yep.
There you go.
Bounce real quick.
In a game that I don't even really want to talk about. The Desmond Ridder 6-7 Atlanta Falcons travel to Charlotte to play Bryce Young and the Carolina Panthers.
Next.
We'll
get the Ridder watch next week. That's all we need to talk about that.
Honestly, start Bijan Robinson. If you're not starting, don't start anybody else.
Yeah. London had a fucking career. Yeah.
Drake did have a great game.
10 for 172. I mean, you know, at least this kid's, I don't know if he's going to throw for 350 again, but this is the type of game he could.
Sure, absolutely.
It'll be some random score, 22 to fucking 28, Falcons win, last second touchdown.
So, real quick, because we haven't had a show, and I haven't really got to talk to you about this. It's about a member of the Carolina Panthers. Did you read the shit about Hayden Hurst?
No.
He has something where he got like
I think I read a ton.
And like they're like he may never play another game of football ever.
Yes. I read a little bit, but I had no idea what
to say. So he got ruled to have a concussion.
Yep.
In week 10. They're saying that, you know, oh, he might come back to a practice in the next week or two. But I'm like, you're telling me this dude like has like memory loss, post-traumatic amnesia.
And he's got his bell rung upon, you know, in Cincinnati, he got his bell.
Said it wasn't career ending, is what he said a week ago.
Hmm.
A day after his dad confirmed on Twitter, they call it X. I don't call it X. It's Twitter. The Hurst had post-traumatic amnesia in connection to a hit in the Panthers-Bears game from November 9th. The player offered more details about his injury, saying, quote, I appreciate everybody reaching out and checking on me. I suffered a pretty nasty concussion against the Bears a few weeks ago and don't remember up to 4 hours after the game.
Wow.
While it is scary, it is not career-ending. I'm starting my return to play this week, so fingers crossed I can make it back for these last couple games.
Okay.
I mean, I wouldn't
come back out there.
Buddy, I read it, and people were like, yo, this guy, like, may suffer, like, life problems. And I'm like...
We talk about Tua fucking, you know, one more shot. This guy, like I said, he took some shots in Cincinnati. You remember.
That's before he even got to Cincinnati.
Exactly.
Atlanta
Baltimore, too.
Baltimore took some. I mean, there was a couple times where Lamar threw some ducks up there, and it was like, oh, we have to call this the get your receiver fucking killed route.
Yeah, hospital ball. Hospital ball.
Yeah, not good. No. All right, let's move back on. Two teams in the current playoffs in the NFC because nobody wants to make the playoffs in that fucking conference.
Nope.
The 6-7. Baker Mayfield-led Tampa Bay Buccaneers go to Lambeau to play the 6-7. Jordan Love-led Green Bay Packers. Again, on Huddle Up Proper, Ernest E.J. Christian a couple weeks ago said, lock it up. Green Bay Packers are going to the playoffs.
Stop. Stop. They are who we thought they were. He makes some bold fucking statements. I try to as well, but that's...
Buddy. Three weeks ago, Josh Dobbs looked like the MVP of the fucking Minnesota Vikings. He's like, fucking send it. They're going too. And I'm like, who else do you want to put death on?
Yep. Hold. Just wait. Hold.
Good God. Chris Godwin did not participate in practice yesterday. I expect him to play, especially with them for a playoff spot. Same with Jair Alexander for the Packers, limited participant. Expect him to fully go. AJ Dillon did not participate. Aaron Jones was a limited participant in practice. I want nothing to do with this fucking backfield.
Period.
I've had Aaron Jones in Billy's league all year. I've started him fucking twice. One of them, he got me like 13 or 14 points because he scored. No. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I started him like the first 2 weeks where he was
really good. Week one was like 33, and then that was it. He gone.
So I started him the first 2 weeks. He smashed the first 2 weeks.
Yep, and then he was done.
Because he had the big game, and then he had he got hurt in that game. I didn't start him week two. I started him week four when he came back.
Yep.
He scored two and got hurt again.
Yep, and then I don't think he's fucking been anything since.
19 points against the Rams the 1 week, and I didn't start him, and I bought the fucking fake bill of goods that he was back, and I put him in the next week, and he scored 9 at Pittsburgh.
Yep.
And I was like, son of a bitch. I'm like, we're really going to do this all fucking year.
You knew he was going to be that dude. I mean, we all were high on him this year. Everybody was like, oh, it's a great, good season. No, we know who he is, dude.
I don't want anything to do
with and A.J. Dillon, too. How many times have you bought A.J. Dillon fucking stock?
I don't want to deal with it.
Jordan Love going forward. I don't want to have anything to do with this offense going forward.
I mean, Christian
Watson. Green Bay, good luck.
Christian Watson's the only guy I want. He didn't participate in practice this week.
Where's he been?
Long term? The only piece I want is Christian Watson.
Period. Yeah.
Maybe Romeo Doubs.
Maybe.
Late. Romeo Doubs, late, sure. But otherwise, pass.
Yep. Agree.
One team that has no right to still be in playoff contention, and one team that is currently the 5 seed in the AFC. It is the 5-8 Chicago Bears, led by Justin Field, going into Cleveland to play the Joe Flacco-led Cleveland Browns.
What are we doing? What are we doing? Who would have thought that matchup would have taken place?
Not it. Not me.
Okay.
Currently,
you know how I feel. I sold all my stock on Justin Fields. Bye. See ya.
Four Bears on the injury report right now. The two most notable ones that did not practice. DJ Moore.
Yeah.
And Amonis St. Brown. I mean, I expect both of them to play.
Me too.
No real shining moment there. Same thing with the Browns here. Amari Cooper did not participate. Myles Garrett did not participate. Kareem Hunt did not participate. David Njoku did not participate. I expect all of them to be full sentence as we go into this, because this is a game that they have to win. There are a couple games on their schedule where they're going to come into a game as a favorite. This is one of them. They can really put themselves a step ahead, because there are some teams playing each other this week that are going to beat each other up.
Yeah, the Pittsburghs, Indianapolis.
Cincinnati has to beat Minnesota. They kind of fall a little bit. Potentially, if Houston doesn't have C.J. Stroud, that's another one. You know, you have a real spot here to put yourself in the driver's seat to at least be a playoff team, and potentially a 5 seed to play a team like Jacksonville in the first round, who, I get it, we're saying that, but Jacksonville has not looked good the last couple weeks.
I agree.
You have Trevor Lawrence trying to play through a high ankle sprain.
Yep.
And if they keep losing and Indianapolis keeps winning, you could be going to Lucas Oil Stadium and playing a team like Indianapolis with Gardner Minshew at quarterback. With your defense, you want to win all the games that you can. I'm a full send on basically everybody Cleveland. I actually picked up Joe Flacco in Billy's league to be my quarterback now that I don't have Justin Herbert for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
I thought this was a matchup that if we're going to have a game, that I think this is it.
Yeah.
I get it. Jared Goff didn't really have a great game against this team.
No.
But my other options, I think, were like Tony Marinara, Easton Stick, Aiden O'Connell. And I'm like, I'd rather take the chance with Joe Flacco.
I mean, barring weather, that's the only thing I would say maybe.
Sure, I think I'll look at the weather report leading into it.
Right. If it's fucking raining and 20 degrees and windy, you're going to be passed. You know what I mean?
I'm probably picking up Tony Marinara.
Yeah. Well, you trying to get out? What's happening here? What's happening?
The 8-5 Kadarius Tonys.
Oh, God.
Travel to Foxborough to play the 3-10
New England. What is New England doing winning last week, by the way? What the fuck are they doing? I thought the lock of the week was Houston. What the fuck are they doing? They just lost, like, what did they lose to? They lost to Chargers 9-0 the week before.
The Chargers beat New England 6-0.
6-0. Okay, sorry, I gave him too much credit.
Correct. Hold on, I want to see.
And then they hang a 30 on fucking Houston, trying to lock up the number one pick. What are we doing?
I want to see. I want to see what they. What the fuck is this at?
You looking up Zappy? Oh, that's another one you could pick up. Zappy.
Bailey Zappy. Yep. Yeah. The game against Pittsburgh. I don't even fucking understand what the fuck they were doing in that game.
That one too.
They won that game. That was the game they won. Yeah, that's the
thing.
Just wild. Just fucking wild.
3-9 New England traveling to fucking. What are we doing?
So bad. For the Chiefs.
That's a must win for the Chiefs. I mean, must win. Do we say that now? Is that. I mean, not really because the fucking AFC's trash, but.
I mean, but it's not. The Denver Broncos are a game back.
That's what I'm saying. They could win the division, my guy. We are talking about the same Broncos that got fucking 70 hung on them winning the fucking division.
I mean.
What are we doing?
They
own the head, the fucking Broncos beat them.
I'll tell you what we're doing. We're wheeling out Kadarius Toney, Rashid Rice, and Sky Moore and telling everyone that Patrick Mahomes is the greatest quarterback of all time.
Yeah.
Like, but what?
I never thought we'd be saying this. 8-5, fucking, they got to win.
I mean, if you're looking at it, if there's a game that you're looking on their schedule that says, yep, you got to win a ball game, it's this one.
Yeah, because the rest.
Their schedule, I get it. You look at it and, oh, they played Jake Browning in Cincinnati. They've been better.
Yep.
You still got to play Las Vegas. Yes, yep. And you got to go to the Chargers. So
there's two wins there I'm giving you.
Yeah, you get the wins against Las Vegas and the Chargers for sure.
But you got to win this one to fucking, you know, 2 seed, maybe.
Yeah, you want a foot on the throat? This is how you do it.
Yep. Because Buffalo, if Miami keeps losing, Buffalo's right back there too. I think Miami can lock up the division though, right? Because they did beat Buffalo.
No,
Buffalo beat them once. That's right, 40-20.
They play week 18.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So I know, like, by then, that could be for the division.
They're 2 games up. So if Miami loses a game in this stretch,
and right. Then
They play
the Cowboys next week. They play Baltimore. That's what I'm saying. Buffalo could be fucking division winners and, you know, 2 seed. And it's going to be crazy these next couple weeks, man, the AFC for the top.
Jerick McKinnon participated in practice. Still no Isaiah Pacheco. Keep an eye on him.
That's my guy. I was wondering if there's any update on him.
Nothing yet through NFL.
Still the shoulder, still not practicing. It's like a week and a half now. I don't think he's playing then.
Let's see. Isaiah Pacheco. Out of practice, did not practice today. 5 minutes ago. I would probably say that he is as doubtful can get. They probably want him back down the stretch a little bit more healthy, so maybe this is a week that he sits out looking at that he's playing against. For the Patriots, Juju Smith-Schuster limited in practice, as was DeMario Douglas and Devontae Parker and Ramondre Stevenson.
If you've got anybody on the Patriots, don't start him anyway. What the fuck? You're probably in last place, so it don't matter. Is there anybody on the Patriots worth fucking putting in a lineup these days? If you tell me Zeke Elliott, I'm going to punch you in the throat.
Right. I mean, I think one of the leagues that I'm playing in, one of the guys in the playoffs has Zeke as a flex.
Cool. I mean, he did drop, like, 30 last week or the week before.
I mean there's chances, but I wouldn't hold my breath.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you have anybody in Patriots offense, good luck.
Let's see. The potentially CJ Stroudless Houston Texans go on the road to Will Levis and the greatest 4-minute drives of all time, Tennessee Titans?
Jesus.
Question mark? Jesus. For the Texans right now, Noah Brown, limited participant. Our good friend Nico Suave, who we're both big fans of, did not participate in practice. I read something earlier today, though. He wants to try to give it a go. Obviously, playing for a spot in the playoffs, I understand why, so we'll keep an eye on that. Yeah. Dalton Schultz upgraded to a full participant in practice, so if you need a tight end available, that's a good pick, even if C.J. Stroud doesn't play, because what is every favorite backup quarterback's favorite security blanket? The
tight end. Tight end. Five-yard. Gotcha.
Yep. C.J. Stroud still did not participate from the concussion protocol, so we'll see if he gets cleared. Robert Woods was limited in practice. No Laremy Tunsil yet this week either. So eye on that. For the Titans, a lot of guys didn't participate, but it wasn't injury related. It was because they played on Monday night. Keep an eye on their injury report the next 2 days as those come out. Keep an eye on that. Two playoff contenders in the NFC sees Tommy Cutlets going to Bourbon Street to play Derek Carr and the New Orleans Saints. I'm firing up the Saints defense.
Yeah.
He's due, and I hate to say this. Yeah. I love me some Tommy Coldcuts, but he's due a 18 for 27 with 199 yards, a touchdown, and two picks. He's kind of due the dud.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got all this momentum going this way. New Orleans defense has been playing great the last couple weeks. I've had him. The blocked punt and score earlier last week. You know, if there's a thing that's going to make New Orleans a favorite to win the – I don't want to win the NFC South, it's because they play defense.
I agree. At home, that team's something different too, you know. Honestly, that defense is something different.
And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if I'm Dallas, I want to go there. I don't know if I'm Philly, I want to go there first game. Because that place gets fucking weird.
It's different, man.
You know, that place gets loud. I've been in that building twice. It's very harmonious. That shit won't escape. It's loud from the time you walk in to the time you leave.
Especially, cranked up for a playoff game, too.
Yeah, and the way that defense plays and they get after it, I mean.
Yeah, it's hard.
And you're telling me that you're going to have Alvin Kamara, you're going to have Olave, you're going to have MT. Derek Carr is playing through another injury like Derek Carr did for 8 or 10 years in fucking Las Vegas. I mean, it's when you look at it, like this is a team where you want Tampa or Atlanta to win that division because you'd much rather go to Raymond James or the Mercedes-Benz Stadium rather than go to the Superdome. That first round.
Yeah. That's why, you know, same thing with the Lions. If they get a fucking playoff, look out, man. You could be fucking terrible Jared Goff, but that stadium and that defense might keep you in it.
Yep.
Home field advantages. Like New Orleans, home field advantage, man. Every time, it don't matter who you are.
Yeah. Limited participants for the Saints include the ageless wonder Jimmy Graham and Taysom Hill, the tight end. He's had a touchdown in, like, his last three games.
It's ridiculous. Wasn't Buddy, like, living in a dumpster or something? Like, what happened to him?
I think. First of all, not participate. I expect him to be a full send. Same with Rashid Shaheed.
Yeah.
Jamal Williams was limited in practice. If you don't have Alvin Kamara, you're not starting a running back that's wearing the Saints jersey.
Yeah. Yeah. I kicked the tires on Williams. Didn't do him no good. I was like, all right, buddy. Let's see who you are.
See you.
Bye. Bye.
In a game that may be over midway through the first quarter, the 10-3 San Francisco 49ers travel to State Farm Stadium to play the 3-10 Arizona Cardinals. Start all of your 49ers. Start none of your Cardinals. Next game.
Yep, pass.
The 4-9 Washington Commanders travel to L.A. to play the L.A. Rams. Notable here, Brian Robinson is yet to participate in practice this week with an injury. Don't like the way that looks. Jahan Dotson has cleared all of his injury stuff, so he should be a full send. Same with Terry McLaurin. Both of them cleared everything. For the Rams, Tutu Atwell did not participate. Tyler Higbee was limited, as was Ben Skoranek, a.k.a. who gives a shit portion of that offense. it's just really Brian Robinson. And if you're starting Brian Robinson, just make sure you have somebody to go behind him, even if it's a handcuff. If Andrew Gibson's out there, go get him, because if Brian Robinson doesn't play it some for some reason,
he's going to get some snaps.
It's the obvious play there.
Start anybody on the Rams, obviously. I don't know what happened to this Commander's fucking defense, but
they traded Montez Sweat and fucking Chase Young.
They've been getting lit the fuck up, dude. I don't care.
They traded the pass rush. The pass rush let those corners play a little bit looser. And you traded the two pass rushers, and now those corners have to play tighter, and they're just getting
I think every game somebody's played them has dropped 30 on them. It seems like it's fucking
you lose the pass rush, you're even fucking better. And
it's just
The America's game of the week, as I'm going to call this, the 10-3 Dallas Cowboys travel to Buffalo to play the 7-6 Buffalo Bills. Obviously, take this with a grain of salt. Dallas's injury report or practice report looks like an entire MASH unit. Yep. Obviously, they're giving guys days off. But Buffalo, same thing. A lot looks like a MASH unit. The only thing here, Von Miller did not participate in practice. Keep an eye if he plays. If he plays, I think that gives Buffalo's defense an extra nick up because of the pass rush. So keep an eye on that. Keep an eye on if Micah Hyde plays. If Micah Hyde does not play, I think the over the top for Dallas is going to be.
And start everybody that you normally start on these two teams. I mean,
don't sit anybody in fear.
No, I think everybody's going to be a full go, and I think this game's going to be a really good game.
I agree. Sunday Night Football, going to Everbank Stadium up in Jacksonville. It is the 10-3 Baltimore Ravens playing the eight and five Jacksonville Jaguars, two teams that are currently in the top four in the AFC. For the Ravens, Odell Beckham limited in practice. He will be a full send. I picked him up in the Dynasty League, put him in my flex spot this week. Taking a chance because I lost a couple other guys. Damian Pierce hasn't been good. We're taking a chance. For Jacksonville, C.J. Beathard was a full participant in practice. Trevor Lawrence was also a full participant in practice. That happened. Zay Jones was limited, as was Travis Etienne.
Etienne again with the ribs.
Yep. Andre Sisco did not participate. That's one to watch out for. He's their star safety. If a lot of those guys in that secondary are out, I'm full send on Zay Flowers and Odell Beckham this week.
Oh, me too.
So start those guys. If you have Etienne and he plays, I don't necessarily know that you can afford to sit him, but I don't necessarily love him with a rib injury against a team like Baltimore that hits. They don't tackle, they hit.
That's my dilemma with Pacheco and him. Like I said, I'm putting in Javonte, and those are my two question marks, but I got to start somebody.
Yeah.
I guess it's whoever's fucking available at this point.
It might be – Etienne, because Etienne will be playing.
That's a lineup I have in now.
And then last but certainly not least, no reports yet for these two teams because they didn't have to release anything yet. Yeah. We'll have to put them out later today. Philadelphia at Seattle. No real major injuries from either team that I'm aware of. Obviously, keep an eye on Kenneth Walker III, depending on how he progresses through the week.
Yeah.
No real big, concerns.
And I'll just start everybody too.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, if you're starting your guys that you start. There's no real at this point guy that you're going to find on the waiver wire that's going to change your thought process all that much. Yeah. If you're going to take a shot, maybe you take a shot on some random guys in your DFS rosters.
Yeah,
stuff like that. But if you're in the fantasy football playoffs, you are probably not going to be able to go pick up any guys that are going to make that big of a difference with your waiver wire because either they're gone or you're not going to have a place to put them in your roster, in your lineup.
Correct.
Anything else before we go?
No.
All right, guys. We'll be back next week. It might be another Breakfast at Wimbledon edition. We'll see.
Yeah.
These are fun because I can do these during the day.
Yeah, me too.
If you haven't already, please like, subscribe, thumbs up, Huddle Up Incorporated. You can follow me on Twitter at They Call Me Burn. Head over to Big Jim's at Big Jim Sports. There's a link tree there with a link to the store where you can purchase all the Huddle Up gear, shirts, hats, cups, stickers, notebooks, whatever you want with any of the cool stuff on there. Go over there, support us. But if you can, just like, subscribe, share this. Give us all the love that you can. And we'll see you guys next week right here on the Huddle Up Effective Fantasy Hour.
All right, FKC for life.
Here we go.
Bye.